He knows all about the weather. He's experiencing it right now. Is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin, and you're absolutely right. The rain is a bit of a challenge. I left Lansing bright and early this morning, or dark and early, I guess I should say. it was really pouring where we had to actually pull off to the side. But it's all good. Keep the highways clean. It's still 50 degrees. You know, we're not shoveling this yet, so we have to be thankful for some of that.
Boy, you're right about that. Well, you are on the road, and it's very appropriate. That should be our first subject today, because that is the big news and has been for most of the week, and that is the big road package for funding the roads in their conditions.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, I know it's controversial and it's challenging to us that are going to have to pay a little bit more. But this is a culmination of many different ideas, wishes, and wants. It's not everything I want, although I think it's a very good package. We've been working on this now for 5 years. It's been a long haul. Michigan's roads, bridges, and infrastructure are financially challenged just because of the way that the roads and bridges have been paid for over the years. Has been a kind of a stagnated system. But what we put in place, there will be a gas tax increase, so there'll be a little bit more at the pump. We brought the registration fees down to a little bit more of an acceptable level. The average registration will go up somewhere between $15 and $25 a year. But now all that money will go towards roads. And we put some great safeguards in there to protect our low and moderate income people and also our senior citizens. So it will be offset by homestead property tax exemptions now that we're bringing that back. Overall, the citizens of the 106th, it's going to be either a net neutral tax at the end of the year or a slight increase.
Okay.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and it's getting complicated. And, Kevin, I know at the end of the show we always give my number out, but I certainly would work through this with anybody to let them actually know what it is. And I will be conducting some teletown hall meetings and town hall meetings and coffee shops here between now and the end of the year. I'd love to have people come in and I could explain it in more detail.
You bet. Yeah, I know there's a lot of intricacy to it, but in the long run, it means we won't be hitting as many potholes and driving a little smoother out there on the roads and crossing safer bridges in the future.
Exactly. You know, our local county road commissions and our cities will benefit by this package. So they're all happy with it. And again, not everything Peter Battaglia wanted, but it's a pretty decent package.
All right. Well, one of the other pieces of legislation that is going to be coming up soon, we had the story, I believe, last week, is one other way for tourists to come to the area, and that's with the Dark Sky Park.
That's right, and it's really kind of a neat program, and we're really fortunate, and I think you know, the listeners would too, that I passed the bill in 14 to rename routes to Pure Michigan Byways. So this kind of flows where I've been trying to go with U.S. 23 in Northeast Michigan, trying to encourage more tourism in our area. And I've always said, once we get people here to look at what we are and enjoy what we are, we're going to tell them it's a great place to move their businesses. So this is just a natural flow. We're going to do a dark sky preservation in Negligon, Rockport property, and Thompson Harbor. Now, Thompson Harbor is all in Presque County. Rockport is half in Presque County, half in Alpena County, and then Negligon is all Alcoa County. And it'll be, what this does is takes the remote part of this park, the state park, it just designates part of the park to be a dark sky preserve. So that means it has to fall into certain criteria. If there would ever be lighting put in, the light would have to be controlled. That means it would have to be shielded so that the light isn't interfering with stargazing or nighttime photography. There's no cost, so it's not that it's going to cost. It's just that it now saves that property for educational purposes and for our tourists to come up here and enjoy the nighttime sky. Because, Kevin, frankly, we have some beautiful nighttime skies in Northern Michigan.
Boy, that's for sure. And I know that's a big thing, you know, not just in this area, but nationally and internationally, are dark sky parks where you can get a real good look at a lot of stars and a lot of things going on up there in the sky.
Absolutely. The state of Arizona has put a restriction on all lights that would be going in in the state that have to be shielded and control the light. When I was a township supervisor in Presque Township, we actually, with the want of the citizens there, passed an ordinance that public lighting, or if you are putting lighting in your own yard, that you have to control it. It's just a great way to enjoy Northern Michigan, and there are people that actually seek these parts to be able to get out and enjoy the constellations of the nighttime skies. It'll bring more tourists to our area, and it's great educational opportunity. So I'm really happy about this. We're going to be running that bill through the House this week up and coming. Get it over to the Senate. Likely have it on the governor's desk before the end of the year.
Very good. All right. And then I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about the big hunting season. Well, the bow season underway now, but boy, it's, we're just a week away from the rifle season getting started.
Yeah, it's really coming along quickly. You know, I'll have to tell a quick funny story. When my oldest daughter was first going into kindergarten, they give a little aptitude test and a knowledge test to them. They asked her to name the seasons, and she said winter, spring, summer, deer season. And well, that's kind of what it is in our house. And it's not just to go out and harvest that big buck, or maybe take that doe just to put the meat in the freezer and help with the herd, but it's the tradition of Northern Michigan, getting families back together and enjoying those big meals and a pot of coffee by the fire, having our college kids come back and brothers and sisters that have moved away come back. So it's a great thing for Northern Michigan, and I'm very proud to live here and be a part of that heritage.
Me too. That is for sure. Well, good luck if you're going to be getting out in the woods anytime soon there, Peter.
You bet. I'm looking forward to that. I actually have some legislators coming up. The Senate Majority Leader will be in town next Friday for some small game hunting. I'll have another big group up the second week of deer season. I'm showing off what we are, Kevin, so they know where we are when I need something done.
Super. Peter, again, if they want more information about the road package, about the dark sky parks, or, well, even about hunting, how do they reach you?
I'll share all information right up to the where I'm going to be hunting. But I'll tell them where Kevin's hunting if anybody's interested.
They don't want to go there, Peter. There's nothing there but me.
Anyway, reach out, please, at 517-373-0833 and have a great weekend.
You too, Peter. Thanks, my friend.